Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The DH, Rich Childs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fernando Arroyo. And now, play ball. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Arroyo covering, for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Fuentes moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock takes first base on ball four. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Bostock moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Arroyo covering, for the out. Bostock moves to third. Adams moves to second. One out. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bostock scores. Adams scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Crawford now pitching. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-1 in the game. Hile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Randall scores. Hile goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuentes. Smalley scores. Bostock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Twins. Dan Ford pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Ford now playing right field. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-1 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shiles bunts towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. It's 8-3, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Randall moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-3, Twins. Steve Grilly now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Kemp moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Staub scores. Kemp moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-4, Twins. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp scores. It's 12-5, Twins. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive towards first. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shiles hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-7, Twins. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Staub reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 7. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Randall bunts towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuentes covering, for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 7. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Grilly covering, for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Verizer moves to third. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verizer scores. LaFleur moves to third. One out. It's 12-8, Twins. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur scores. Two outs. It's 12-9, Twins. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 9. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shiles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Randall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heil is hit by the pitch. Shiles moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvy hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 9. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Taylor now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Johnson now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 9. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing shortstop. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Chiles hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-10, Twins. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-11, Twins. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 11. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.